Hello, everyone. That's right. It's time for the good stuff, and I've got some good stuff. How about you, Mike?
I got another joke for you.
Oh, do you really? Okay, well, first, let's take care of a little bit of business. I want to talk to you about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture, if you want to uncover the secrets of successful ranching, you can do it with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It all comes in one spot. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Oh, sorry. I was reveling.
Oh, you were reveling.
I was reveling there.
Well, way to listen.
The Valentine Visitors Promotion Board, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, invites you to spend a little time with us in our neck of the woods, north central Nebraska. Yep, the Niobrara River, Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge, a couple of really nice local museums if you like local history and those kind of things, great public library, and a whole lot more. Even got a bookstore on Main Street. Yep, you can handle the books. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Can I share an Irish joke in July? Is that permittable?
I don't think there's a bounty or anything.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is Brenda O'Malley, and she's at home one day just doing her things, home making dinner as usual, when Tim Finnegan arrives at her door. And Brenda, may I come in? He asks. I have something to tell you. Of course you can come in. You're always welcome, Tim. But where's my husband? Well, that's what I'm here to tell you, Brenda. There was an accident down at the Guinness Brewery today. Oh, gosh, no, cries Brenda. Please don't tell me. I must, Brenda. Your husband, Seamus, is dead and gone. I'm sorry. Finally, she looked up at Tim. How did it happen, Tim? It was terrible, Brenda. He fell into a vat of Guinness Stout, and he drowned. Oh, my dear. But tell me the truth, Tim. Did he go quickly? Well, Brenda, in fact, no. He got out three times to use the restroom. Okay, straighten
this
out.
All right. What did one snowman say to the other?
Ooh, I don't know.
That bully at school keeps calling me a snowflake.
Well, a lot of snowflakes, actually. But
One chicken says to another, Mom, what kind of soup do we eat when we're sick?
Ooh, good question.
That's what I thought.
That would lead me into some more bumper sticker, things that should be on a bumper sticker.
All right.
I'll give you a couple of those.
Okay.
The list for today, bumper stickers to consider. Don't bother me. I'm living happily ever after. I started out with nothing and still have most of it. I think we had that one earlier, too.
Yeah.
They're not hot flashes. They're power surges.
Yes.
All right. What do you have?
Oh, a woman's poem. Author unknown. When I was in my younger days, I weighed a few less pounds. I needn't hold my tummy in to wear a belted dress. But now that I'm older, I'm set my body free. There's comfort of elastic where once my waist would be. Inventor of those high-heeled shoes, my feet have not forgiven. I have to wear a 9 now, but used to wear a 7. And how about those pantyhose? They're sized by weight, you see. So how come when I put them on, the crotch is at my knees? I need to wear these glasses as the prints were getting smaller. And it wasn't very long ago, I know that I was taller. Though my hair has turned to silver and my skin no longer fits. On the inside, I'm the same old me. Just the outside's changed a bit. A woman's poem. Again, author unknown.
A couple more bumper stickers to consider. This one, every once in a while, you have a conversation with somebody and you kind of just go on and say, you! Off my planet.
I like that.
And there's another one kind of similar to that. The earth is full. Go home. Ooh. All right. Nostalgia isn't what it used to be.
Oh, that's
kind of a funny one.
We'll play on words.
Very funny, Scotty. Now beam down my clothes. And here's one for you. Cleverly disguised as a responsible adult.
Oh, that's cute.
If we quit voting, will they all go away? A bumper sticker, maybe coming up. Another election cycle has already gotten underway, it seems like.
That's right. Here's a word of wisdom. Your job won't take care of you when you are sick. Your friends and parents will. Stay in touch.
That's a good little philosophy there for you. That should be on a bumper sticker, too, but it's kind of long. Anyway, if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening, because one day it could pop up right here on another edition on this great radio station of the good stuff.